I sewed its throat closed and fed it sugar water. I rubbed its little muscles. I stroked its fur. I kept it warm and talked to it constantly. It was a creature I had released from bondage, and I wasn't going to let it go without a struggle. Slowly, very slowly, my gibbon began to eat, and then to crawl about on the bed, and at last to sit up and chatter at me crossly if I was slow with the hourly feedings. At the end of 2 months, he was running with me again in the forest. But he never recovered his confidence in people. That barracks was a place of terror for him. The only time he would stop trembling when people were close was when all four legs and his tail were wrapped around my arm and his head was hidden in my shirt front. When news came of a major new drive against the enemy, I asked if someone who could drive would borrow a jeep and take me and my gibbon into the jungle. "I want to let him go and then drive away fast," I said. "Will anyone take me?"
"I'll go."
I turned around. It was Jan Zwart. I held his eye for a long time, but he did not blink. "All right." As we drove into the jungle, I explained to the monkey why I could no longer keep him. At last, we stopped. As I put the little gibbon on the ground, his wise little eyes stared into mine with what looked like comprehension. He did not try to jump back into the jeep. As we pulled away, he sat there on the ground, staring after us until we were out of sight. The next morning, February 12, 1949, our unit moved out at dawn. It was a good thing I let the monkey go when I did, for I never got back to camp. I tried to pretend the same bravado on this mission that I had felt on earlier ones. I wore my yellow straw hat as I had before. I shouted as loud, I cursed, I moved forward with my company day after day, but even my defiance seemed to have deserted me. And then one morning, a bullet smashed through my ankle, and I was out of the war. It happened so suddenly, and at first so painlessly, that I did not know what had happened. We had walked into an ambush. The enemy was on three sides of us, and many times our strength. Why I was shot in the ankle and not in my straw hat, I don't know, but as I was running, I suddenly fell. I knew I had not stumbled, but I could not get up, and then I saw that my right combat boot had two holes in it. Blood was coming out of both of them. "I'm hit," I called, not excited. It was simply a fact, and I stated it as such. A buddy rolled me into a ditch out of sight. At last, medics came with a stretcher. They put me on it and began moving me out, crouching low in the ditch. I still had on my yellow hat and refused to take it off, even when it drew fire. A bullet once went through the crown. I just didn't care. Hours later, still wearing my yellow straw hat, I was stretched out on an operating table in the evacuation hospital. It took 2.5 hours to sew up the foot.